For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. It's been almost 6 weeks since the body of 47-year-old Judy Ann Miles was found in a burning car. Police say it is too early to say how she died or whether it is a murder investigation. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
In terms of hypotheses or theories that we're investigating, it's still an open investigation and we're looking at all investigative avenues.
Inspector Diane Dyer Alexander says it is too early to say what caused the death of Judy Ann Miles and whether this is in fact a murder investigation. Ms. Miles' body was found in a burning car on April 3rd in the Lookout Gardens area of Bodentown.
This remains a high priority case. It's still active and ongoing. We have partnered with a lot of local and international forensic experts in order to get to the bottom of what exactly happened to Mrs. Miles.
Those experts include a forensic pathologist, a forensic anthropologist, and a forensic fire investigator. And the work is already yielding information.
From our initial forensic evidence, the fire was deliberately set, so we have that indication. However, we are unable to comment further on the investigation at this time as we are awaiting the final forensic reports.
Police have retrieved CCTV footage from at least 29 locations, which they are reviewing, along with witness accounts and forensic evidence. And they are continuing to appeal to the public for information about a white sedan car with a black hood or dark-colored bonnet that may have been in or around the Lookout Gardens area on the afternoon of April 3rd. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
The Cayman Islands government has reached a settlement with former members of the NCC who brought legal actions following their removal from the council. Radio K-Man's Jevi Ebanks has this report.
Justice Marlene Carter today began hearing a judicial review concerning the appointment of National Conservation Council members and the authority of the Cayman Islands cabinet. Previously, Justice Carter granted a temporary leave application, pausing NCC decisions until the hearing. The applicant, Stuart Mailer, and other former NCC members raised concerns of, amongst other things, the qualifications of newly appointed members. They argued that under the National Conservation Act, scientific expertise is a required criterion. As a part of their case, they questioned when bios or resumes were provided for the appointments, asserting that cabinet had a duty of care to verify qualifications before making selections. They also claimed that the duty of candor was not fulfilled in the process. During the proceedings, the applicants amended their leave application, alleging the cabinet breached public life standards. The applicant noted the cabinet's position that the National Conservation Council is not a statutory authority, a point they conceded, adjusting their arguments, shifting reliance from the Standards in Public Life Act to the Public Authorities Act, maintaining that the duty remained intact. They criticized the cabinet for failing to present evidence, despite having ample time. The court heard that the applicants relied on the National Conservation Act and previous parliamentary statements from former MPs Arden McLean and now House Speaker Honorable Ezard Miller. Addressing issues of parliamentary privilege, they cited UK court rulings that permit reliance on ministerial statements of fact without conflicting the Privileges Act. They argued that the Cayman Islands parliamentary privileges rules should not exceed those in the UK, making such statements admissible in court. Counsel representing Stuart Mailer, the former NCC chairperson, highlighted three key concerns: delays in the East-West arterial project and frustrations over two cases in which the NCC took legal action against the Central Planning Authority. In response, the cabinet sought amendments to the National Conservation Act to limit what they believed as the NCC's authority over cabinet decisions, including removing civil servants' voting power and eliminating the requirement for technical expertise to, quote, rebalance the board. The applicants countered that the cabinet's justification that the new appointees possess sufficient local knowledge and can ask relevant questions failed to meet the NCA's qualification requirements. They argued that the matter should be sent back to the cabinet for reconsideration, stressing the importance of upholding the rule of law, even if the cabinet reaches the same conclusion. Following the lunch break, the court was informed that the new cabinet, now led by Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks, agreed to reconstitute the board, revoke the appointment of some newly appointed members, and cover legal costs for the applicant from Monday to today. The remaining costs are reserved with an agreement expected by the 15th of June. Javi Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The governor is hoping the new National Coalition for Caymanians administration will treat the country's growing traffic issues as a priority.
There are a number of aspects, aren't there, that we probably need to take forward together. We obviously need to do something about improving our public transport.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record, Her Excellency Jane Owen pointed out there is currently an expert from the UK working with the government on that very issue, and the National Roads Authority has been installing traffic calming measures to try and make the roads safer.
We also need to improve enforcement, so I am very much in favour of more cameras. That's quite a big system to put in place. It needs people to run it, so we'll have to think about that. And we're also looking at how we can have a points system, because at the end of the day, enforcement only works, in my view, if you have a system, and if you are speeding or if you're driving under the influence, you have points taken off your licence, and ultimately you could lose your licence.
She added that with the objective of safely improving the efficiency and the time it takes to travel on Cayman's roads, there must be a, quote, holistic approach. The Cayman Islands is receiving regional recognition for its efforts in energy efficiency as the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability wins a prestigious award from the Caribbean Renewable Energy Forum. Radio Cayman's Basilia Barnaby Cuff has more on the award-winning program that helps make homes and public buildings more energy efficient and save money.
In Miami, the Caribbean's largest energy network, CREF, recently honored the Cayman Islands Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability with the Best Energy Efficiency Project Award. The award recognizes the ministry's two-year program, funded by the European Union's ResEmbed initiative, which focused on slashing energy use in residential and public sector buildings across the island. The program was used in 10 homes built by the National Housing Development Trust, providing significant energy-saving upgrades like spray foam insulation, solar panels, and high-efficiency air conditioning. One homeowner saw their electricity use drop by over 60% in a year, cutting their monthly bill from around $800 to just $170. 13 public sector buildings also underwent energy audits, leading to efficiency improvement in places like the West Bay Public Library and the Airport Post Office. Ministry officials say the lessons learned from this first-of-a-kind program are already informing future energy efficiency initiatives, helping residents and the government save money while moving toward national sustainability goals.
Caribbean Utilities Company Limited also bags an award for the prestigious Best Large-Scale Energy Storage Project at the Caribbean Renewable Energy Forum Conference for its utility-scale battery for spinning reserve project. This recognition is significant as it underscores CUC's commitment to adopting cutting-edge technology that supports increased renewable energy penetration and enhances the grid's reliability and resiliency. The system improves fuel efficiency by 5 to 6%, reduces greenhouse gas emissions, lowers operational costs, and provides customers with annual savings of $5 million U.S. dollars. The conference was held last week in Miami. And that's your evening news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.